the moon ascending it in solemn march, her orb seeming to look up as she left the hilltops from behind which she had come, far and farther below her, and aspired to the zenith, midnight dark in its fathomless depth and a measureless distance. And for those trembling stars that followed her course, they made my heart tremble, my veins glow when I viewed them. Little things recall us to earth. The clock struck in the hall. That sufficed. I turned from moon and stars, opened a side door, and went in. The hall was dark, nor yet was it lit, only by the high-hung bronze lamp. A warm glow suffused both it and the lower steps of the oak staircase. This ruddy shine issued from the great dining-room, whose two-leaved door stood open and showed a genial fire in the grate, glancing on marble hearth and brass fire-irons, and revealing the purple draperies and polished furniture in the most pleasant radiance. It revealed, too, a group near the mantelpiece. I had scarcely caught it, and scarcely become aware of a cheerful mingling of voices, amongst which I seemed to distinguish the tones of Adele, when the door closed. I hastened to Mrs. Fairfax's room. There was a fire there, too, but no candle and no Mrs. Fairfax. Instead, all alone, sitting upright on the rug and gazing with gravity at the blaze, I beheld a great black-and-white long-haired dog, just like the guy trash of the lane. It was so like it that I went forward and said, "Pilot?" And the thing got up and came to me and snuffed me. I caressed him, and he wagged his great tail, but he looked an eerie creature to be alone with, and I could not tell whence he had come. I rang the bell, for I wanted a candle, and I wanted, too, to get an account of this visitant. Leah entered. "What dog is this?"
"It came with Master."
"With whom?"
"With Master. Mr. Rochester. He's just arrived."
"Indeed. And is Mrs. Fairfax with him?"
"Yes, and Miss Adela. They're in the dining room, and John is gone for a surgeon, for the master's had an accident. His horse fell, and his ankle is sprained."
"Did the horse fall in Hay Lane?"
"Yes, coming downhill. It slipped on some ice."
"Ah. Bring me a candle, will you, Leah?"
Leah brought it. She entered, followed by Mrs. Fairfax, who repeated the news, adding that Mr. Carter, the surgeon, was come, and was now with Mr. Rochester. Then she hurried out to give orders about tea, and I went upstairs to take off my things.